2 Timothy chapter number 3 tonight. Been good already to be here in the house of the Lord. I praise God for the good preaching and the good spirit of worship in the house of God. Amen. And that's not everywhere. It doesn't take a major crowd to have that. But I'm glad the Lord has decided to meet with us. And I'm looking forward to what He's going to do with the rest of the meeting. And praise God. And let's stand if you would. Let's stand. I'll tell you why I took a lot of the extra time this morning, because I've got a score to settle with Brother Brunson and Brother Rutledge, and I'll tell you more about it later. You beat a man in horseshoes like they beat me and my partner. You don't soon forget about that, but I'll try to have mercy tonight, all right? So 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and we'll start reading here for sake of time in verse number 14. And try to give you the burden, as the pastor has said, on our heart for this message. The Bible says in verse number 14, Paul tells Timothy, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And let's pray. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for this opportunity to stand and represent you and be a help to this pastor, this people. And I pray that you touch me once again tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. No doubt, if you've been around meetings like this, camp meetings, a Bible conference, where preachers are going to be, you've heard a lot of preaching out of this chapter. And but it caught my attention. I believe it was Monday night. I was filling in for our pastor there on Wednesday night, and it caught my attention in a different way. In verse number 15, he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." Now, Paul has just told Timothy to know in the last days that perilous times would come. And we're going to talk more about that here in just a few minutes. So he's letting him know what it's going to be like. And by the way, Timothy lived in the last days. The Bible says that God spoke to us in these last days by His Son. I believe we're in the last of the last days. We can't know that for sure, but I believe we are. Amen. But Timothy was in the last days, and some of the things that we're seeing today have multiplied even worse than there was in Timothy's day. He even said that there was a time that was like that in Moses' day, when Jannes and Jambres withstood him and resisted the truth. But it's got worse and worse, amen. And the Bible said that's the way it's going to be, that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. And that's what's taking place today. But I sure am glad to read my Bible that Paul doesn't tell Timothy all the things that are going to take place in the last days. And then he said, "Timothy, you better find a hole to climb in. You better find a place to hide, and you better just realize you're going to be discouraged and defeated." But he tells Timothy how it's going to be, and he tells him, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, and knowing of whom thou hast learned them." And he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." Now, what he was not saying to Timothy is, "Timothy, you need to be born again." No, he was talking about the salvation, the resurrection one day. Over in the book of Romans, the Bible says there's a salvation that we're looking for, and our salvation is dearer than when we believe. There's a salvation by believing that is once, and God saved me that night when I was born again. He's now saving me daily from myself, amen. Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, "But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we shall not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver us, and says that He has covenants that He will deliver us." Hey, listen, I thank God this morning we got talking about going home to heaven. The Lord may not come back as soon as we'd like Him to. And God's not just wanting us to just swell up and sit down, but there's a work to be done, amen. And you and I, most everybody here, you probably grew up in church. I didn't really grow up in church other from 8 years old. people picked me up and took me to the house of God, and they taught me some things about the Word of God. Here's the thought I've got tonight on what are you going to do with what you know? Amen. What are you going to do with what you know? And so Paul told Timothy there, he said, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. I'm looking forward to being with the Lord, aren't you? Hey, Paul told, Paul said over there in the book of Philippians, he said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press forward unto the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But he said while he was pressing forward, he said he was in a strait betwixt two. He had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But he told those there at Philippi, he said, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And so we're here because we have need of each other. And whether this world believes it or not, they need the church of the living God. They need the people. They need the man of God. And you and I are still here today because there's a need for the gospel to go into all the world. There's a need for moms and dads that are born again to raise their children for the glory of God. I agree with Brother Brunson. He said if you're worried about raising children and getting married and all of that, it's going to be a rough time. But here I understand what he said about that. But in Moses, when Moses was born, his mom and dad was not afraid of the wrath of the king. They still had a child and they still did their best to protect him until they had to finally let him go in the arms of God out in a river full of crocodiles. Amen. You probably have a better chance of a river of crocodiles with your kids than in modern day America. Amen. Hey, it's hard to watch them go and grow up, but I thank God we can still live for God and raise our children. And I could probably ask this evening how many of you have been in church most all of your life. You've known the Word of God, but I want to say, what are you doing with it? Amen. He said, Timothy, you have known the Word of God from a child. He says it's able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I didn't notice it's going to be like this, but I, in essence, preached this morning on knowing you're saved by the Scriptures. But I'll tell you this, how to survive by the Scriptures. How to survive and to serve God in a crooked and perverse nation. Paul said in Philippians 2, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He said, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights. Hey, we're not just surviving, understand, we may feel like it, but serving God in this day, we're going to have to do it with what God showed us and allowed us to know. Amen. So most likely this crowd here today, it's not that we don't know what to do. I tell you, I look at what's going on. Sometimes I say, I don't know what to do. And the Holy Ghost says, oh, yes, you do. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, for this book right here that God's given us. And He said to me, and I'm saying to you, what are you doing with what you know? Amen. So, you'll find here in this text, and my mind thinks sometimes alliterated, but I thought about this chapter. Paul told Timothy in verses 1 through 4 that there would be perilous times. He said for men should be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, incontinent, fierce, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. It said traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Hey, it's a dangerous day when men love themselves and women love themselves. Y'all heard about that lady AOC. I don't even know how to say her name. Senator, Congress, woman who ought not to be in there. Thank God we need congressmen. Amen. But listen, she is on radio, you know, because we can't do anything without the government telling us how. So she is on the radio and she is telling the women how to put their makeup on. And while she is putting the makeup on, I didn't see her, thank God, but I could hear hear what they said. She recorded. And ladies, she said, just put it on here and put it on there and love yourself while you do. Love yourself while you do. She loves herself. That's why she wants to murder babies. That's why she wants communism. She thinks she's elite enough that she'll be one of the elite in communism. Hey, we're living in a day where men are lovers of their own selves. And they boast in it. And they're proud of it. Amen. So there's perilous times. And those perilous times when men are lovers of their own selves. You know what he said about that crowd? He said that those that live like that would have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. And I've always wondered, and I got looking today, feel like maybe the Lord give me some light. What is the power of godliness? You look over in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, Paul said, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." And the Bible there. Verse number 6, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ." You don't have to have nice pretty hair, thank God. You don't have to have a nice fancy car and nice teeth to smile at everybody with to be a so-called good minister. Amen. And by the way, he's not a good minister. That's who you're talking about. Whoever that fit for you. Amen. Osteen's one of them. But there's a lot we could talk about. But I've seen enough of them in Baptist churches. Amen. Well, anyway. He said, "Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained, but refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." Here's the Baptist's favorite verse next, "For bodily exercise profiteth little." He says, but godliness is profitable to all things. According to that, denying the power of godliness is denying the words of faith. It's denying good doctrine. Chapter number 6, I'll show you some more on that. Chapter number 6, verse number 3. He said, "If any man teach otherwise," and this is 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. He said, "If any man teach otherwise," any man, amen, don't matter what his degree is, don't matter how many people like him or use him, "if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words," words of faith, good doctrine, wholesome words. What are wholesome words? Even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. "And to the doctrine which is according to godliness." And the Bible says this man, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. Whereof cometh evil strifes, railings, evil surmisings. It says perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. Amen. Destitute of the truth. You know what denying the power of godliness is? Denying truth and resisting it. Says it right there back in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. It says here in verse number 7, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so these also resist the truth." You know what America don't want today? Truth. They like a church where they can come be entertained. They like a church where they can be patted on the back. They like a church where they can be soothed and their ears be tickled. But a true church is a pillar and ground of the truth. It's perilous times when men reject and resist truth. But he didn't say cut the corners, Timothy. Listen, he did say long-suffering in doctrine. I found out when I stand up and preach the Bible, say we all know this. There's a lot I'm hoping that there that don't know it. I wish they did. There's a lot of them bus kids you're talking about. A lot of them kids in this community, if they was to come in here, they'd be like me and people took me to the house of God. They wouldn't know what I was talking about. But I'm glad the Holy Ghost convicted me and saved me by His wonderful grace. Their main goal and the devil's main goal in all of this is to stop the truth of God's word and to stop the propagation of the gospel of a lost and dying world and to stop homes that teachings. But thank God, Paul told Timothy, although there's perilous times and perverted teachings, he said, remember your preacher's testimony. Amen. He said, remember the testimony I've tried to be to you, Timothy. He said, remember my manner of life, my doctrine, my faith. He said, remember all of that. Amen. Mom and Dad, are you indoctrinating your children with the Word of God? You say, I don't make mine read the Bible. You make them brush their teeth. You make them eat food. Amen. Job said, esteem God's more than word more than his necessary food. Hey, you make them change their clothes, I hope, amen, and go to bed at the right time. I'm telling you, the knowledge of the Word of God is what's going to help our young people. I believe it's so close that you and I are going to see it, but I'm sure it's probably close enough what our children are going to face. Say, what's going to help them, preacher? Letting them know what God said. Giving them the knowledge of how to live for God. Amen. That parental training in Timothy's life. He said that from a child. Amen. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. He said to Timothy, he said that a scripture, that faith, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Amen. He says, just in that line, that's how my mind works there. The perilous times, perverted teachings, the preacher's testimony in Timothy's life. Thank God for preachers. I thank God for men of God in my life. I'm telling you, it's helped me in this day. The men of God that God's let preach to me, right down the one that I first preacher I heard and got born again. And then men of God dealt my life about separation and service, how to dress and how to live right and to do right. Hey, man, I thank God for men like that. He said that parental training. By the way, he just had a mother and a grandmother. Amen. But he told him, you've got a perfect tool. You know the scripture there. He says that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. That inspired scripture that God's given, that only a perfect tool can perfect you and perfect me. Amen. So I'm going to try to break down this verse and at least give Brother Brunson about 10 minutes, all right, where he can get a lot in 10 minutes. But I want to try to break down this one verse again, but some things here about the Word of God that Paul is telling Timothy in this one verse. He's saying, Timothy, what are you going to do with what you know, Timothy, in perilous times? He's saying, Timothy, there's been a great availability of the Word of God in your life. He's saying that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. And thank God that a mother and a grandmother was willing to. There's daddy sitting here. I hope you're making the Word of God available to your children's minds. Not just church, but you're leading your home and doing the work of God and the will of God in your home. Because that's what's going to help them make it. If the Lord don't come, they're going to have to lean upon the Word of God. Lean upon what the Word of God teaches them and shows them. Amen. He said, Timothy, the Word of God's been available to you and greatly in your life. Hey, there's been no other nation in the world where the Scriptures is more available than America. Amen. Y'all see this tonight? Known the Holy Scriptures. I'm glad that God's made His Word available. Amen. I'm glad that God has given us a book, preserved it for us, and given it to us in this day. I mean, we're seeing a day where it's God's Word versus man's Word. Psalm 12, verse number 1, the psalmist cried out and said, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. And he said, that crowd, they're trying to flatter people with their lips, and they're saying, our lips are our own. We'll say we want to. Amen. God said He's going to cut off all flattering lips. And then He says, how's He going to do it? By the Word of God. Words. He said, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. He said the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. I believe we need to exalt God and His Word and quit exalting men in this day and letting them know, thank God, that this Word's available to the preacher. It's available to the dead. It's available to the man. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. Hey, what are you doing what you know? It's a dark world. Amen. But the psalmist said, I'll make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. I'm glad there's light available in a dark world, aren't you?
You better believe it.
Amen. Praise God. So he said the availability of the Word of God in your life, and that from a child. Wonder how long you've known the Word of God, when you started reading the Word of God. Amen. What are you doing what you know, or what are you going to do? Amen. That makes sense tonight? So he talked about the availability of the Scriptures. Then he talks about the ability of the Scriptures. He said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. He said there's an ability in the Scriptures. In your life. The available Scriptures. And thank God, I don't want to miss where it says the Holy Scripture. Amen. I'm glad we still got a holy book. We can still live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world with God's teaching grace and this book right here that God's given unto us. Amen. I'm glad I got the Holy Word of God. So tonight, I don't know what gear I need to get in, slow down, speed up, I don't know. But the availability of the Scriptures and the ability of the Scriptures. Amen. He said, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Now Paul had told Timothy in 2 Timothy that this book, one place he told Timothy the Scriptures are available to you and the ability, he'd seen the ability of the Scriptures in Timothy's life. And he said, Timothy, I want you to be a witness like you have been. Keep being a witness. He said over there, man, there's 5 bottles of water. I usually preach till I get all the bottles drank. Praise God. I need one. Water's for sissies, what he said, but I'll be a sissy. Amen, sissy juice. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice. He said, I am persuaded that in thee also. Don't live off mom and daddy's faith, young people. Thank God for it. Appreciate it. Honor it. But you better be born again and decide, I'm going to be born again by the grace of God. I'm going to serve God. I've got the witness in my heart. I want to be a witness with my life. You know what America needs today? Some witnesses. Amen. Need some witnesses. I mean, not just talking, but living it. Paul said, I've seen it in your life, Timothy. He said, I'm persuaded that it's in you to be a witness. Then in chapter number 2, he said, that which thou hast heard of me, the same commit thou to faithful witnesses, who should be able to teach others also. He said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. He said, Timothy, because you've had the Scripture available to you, because it has great ability and I've seen it in you, I want you to be a witness. He said, you're going to have to be a warrior. Amen. You don't watch out, you get entangled with this world. We're not of this world. We're of a different family. We're of a different military. Amen. We're of a different body. And we got to get the Word of God in us and be a warrior for the cause of Christ. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Amen. The abilities in the Scriptures to make you an eyewitness and to make us a warrior for the in the army of the Lord. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Amen. Hey, we need to go on by the grace of God. Amen. Gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He said we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It ain't in vain at any time. Amen. Scripture's able to make you a witness and a warrior. Hey, you're going to have to be a workman. Amen. He said in 2 Timothy 2:25 or 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. Aren't you glad we got an available book that can be studied, thank God? A study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Would that describe your study habits, Dad? I mean, your children are growing up in a wicked day. It ain't just about children. You're in a wicked day. And there ain't a man sitting here, a woman sitting here, that the devil couldn't deceive you and destroy you. I'm not talking about going to hell, but I mean, you could he could destroy your walk for God. I'd be sad to have the availability of the Scriptures you've had. Have the ability of the Scriptures on the inside and in front of you, and the devil deceive you. Destroy you. Amen. There, I mean, would that describe you as a workman? In your Bible study, you a workman? Now, I understand what Brother Brunson was talking about this morning. There's some fellas there depending on their studying. He wasn't downgrading studying the Bible. Studying is a weariness of the flesh. When's the last time you wearied your flesh studying this book? Sodomites are wearing their selves to get in your door. Amen. And they're not pleased with just being approved by a Supreme Court. Amen. Yeah, they're blind, but they're wearing themselves to find the door just like they did in Genesis 19. Amen. What are we going to do? We better learn to fight the good fight of faith and to work in the Word of God. Amen. And to show ourselves approved to God where we won't be ashamed. Amen. Where was I at? I know where I was at. That workman that needs not be ashamed. That word workman means a toiler. A toiler, a laborer. As an occupation. There's more to raising your family. Husbands, so who needs this tonight? Whoever I'm preaching it to. There's more than just going and working a job, putting food on the table. There's more than that, more to it. Hey, your occupation ought to be a workman in the Word of God. Sanctify your wife. Teach your children to be obedient. Isn't that the Bible? Amen. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? Don't you know what's going on? Yes, dear friend. The Bible doesn't change. Our work doesn't change. Amen. We need to do what we know out of the Word of God. Continue. I think about that toiler over there. I mentioned this some over in Matthew chapter number 7. Jesus talking to that crowd in the context. He's talking to lost people, but I believe same thing when it talks about the man that built his house upon the rock or the man that built his house upon the sand. He said, I believe it's in Luke. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And he said there was a certain man, he said, who built a house and he didn't put it on a foundation. How second, wasn't it? He talked about the one that dig deep and he dug down in the foundation and he laid his house on that. That word in the Bible, it'll deal with your body, the word house. Same word. It'll deal the church house. It'll deal with your home. You study that word. Amen. I tell you what, are you toiling in the Word of God? You know what he said about that man that built on the rock? He didn't say, Brother Rutledge, that God put the rock up there and just said, hey, there's your foundation. He said he digged. Amen. Oh, if we'll dig in that book, there's a foundation. But it'll take some toil. He said not only he digged and he toiled, but he digged deep. Amen. And he took time. Amen. I wonder how much time we spend in the Word of God. You young people, by the way, it ain't just mom and daddy's job. If you can read, if you can look in the Word of God, I tell you what, if you can just open it up, it'll have an effect on you, amen. It pierces even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart by those that exercise their senses thereby. He said, there's a stone, but you're going to have to toil. Dig into it. Amen. And then he said, you dig deep, take time. And then he said he laid it on the foundation. He trusted it. You really trust God's Word is what your children need in this day. I'm afraid too many don't, Brother Rutledge, because they show up and put on the show for Sunday morning. But they ain't I know this crowd probably is tonight. And I always say the preacher preaches the ones that are not here. They'll be accountable for it. Amen. I mean, a lack of prayer says, God, I can handle it myself. Lack of Bible reading says, God, I can handle it myself. Hey, lack of coming to the house of God says, God, I can walk in this world, oh man, without your help. Amen. Look where it's got us at. I ain't ready to lay down. What about you? Even though I'm praying, even so, come Lord Jesus. I don't know whether to be sad, mad, glad, or feel like I'm had. Probably all of the above, amen. I ain't had because I know what they're doing. I'm not ignorant of his devices. Amen. You're a workman. I about preach myself tired now, but amen. He wanted him to be a witness. He wanted him to be a warrior, a workman. He wanted him to be a wise man. Isn't that what he said there? He said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. You know what? You know why the wisest man that ever lived wanted wisdom? He didn't say, Lord, my father was a great king, and I'm very smart, and I just want to add your wisdom to me. He said, Lord, I don't know how to go out or come in. I don't know about you, and I don't know if this is being bad. That's pretty stupid. That's how stupid my flesh is, for lack of a better word. Amen. And go to seminary and learn a better one. Amen. I don't need that. I'm just kidding. Amen. Oh boy, that'd be a good place to start. Say, God, it's wicked out there. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to come back in. You know what he said? I ain't got it figured out, Lord. I need you. You know what God's given us so we can do that? This right here. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure, and so we travel together, my Bible and I. Amen. Over in the book of James, he says in James chapter number 1, he says, put away all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. That's some big words, amen. Yeah. Superfluity of naughtiness. And it says, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. He is trying to save people there. That soul's dealing a lot with your mind. There's a part of your soul that got saved when you got born again, and there's a part of your soul being saved. Would that not be right? Hey, he's saying that receive with meekness the engrafted word. That word engrafted means implanted. Psalmist said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. He said, I'm going to implant your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I thank God for men of God taught me to read the word of God, study the word of God. When God was calling me to preach, biggest deal I have of not surrendering was saying, God, I don't know what to say. He said, there's a whole book of what to say. Amen. So I decided I'd try to memorize it. Psalmist said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You cannot have this book in you and live a dirty life and be happy. Amen. Yes, sir. I thank God for that availability. He said, receive with meekness the engrafted word. Isn't it sad to have the word of God in you? You won't accept it. It's possible as a child of God to know the word of God. I'm not happy with this, but my flesh at times when I knew I was doing something wrong, you may have never done this, but I have. I've just thrown up my hand and said, I know it, Lord. I'm not happy about that, but I'm just telling you, the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It's enmity with God. There's still a part of me that hates God. But that one that loves Him, thank God, wants to do more and more and have more able. Hey, 2 Corinthians 3:6, I'm trying to get done. I won't say it once. Amen. You said it 3 times this morning. But He said, you're able ministers of the New Testament. Amen. He wanted him to be a watchman. He says, or he wanted him to be a word preacher. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Say, he didn't tell Timothy, since they won't, you don't have to. Amen. He said, preach the word. He said, for the time will come they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. You can find so-called preachers on heaps in this day. You don't find many men of God. I'm not claiming to be a man of God. I'm striving to be one. By the grace of God, I know He called me. But hey, you can find them in heaps. He said, be a preacher of the word. He said, be a watchman. He said, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. Boy, we had some men of God going to be with the Lord, hadn't we? And I've said it, but Holy Ghost whispered, I think, what are we going to do without them? So you're going to have to do what they did. Their ability wasn't in. Over there in 1 Timothy 4, it said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God give unto him. Amen. That God may get the glory for it. Any ability we have is for God's glory. Hey, Brother Billy Mitchell, what he done was for God's glory. What great ability God gave him with the Word of God. He's able to do that in your life. He's men of God that went on. What we got to do? Continue. Amen. Continue. The availability of the Scriptures. You better hide them in your mind because they might always be on your phone. They might even be in a book for you. Amen. The availability, he said, Timothy, availability of the Word of God, the ability of the Scriptures in your life. Amen. Let me say the last thing. He's letting him know about the immutability of God's Word. He said, unto salvation. He didn't say, Timothy, it might run out on you before the Lord comes. He said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. I'm glad we got an unchanging book, aren't you? Amen. Hebrews 6 said, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, the immutability of His counsel, confirmed by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge. Amen. To lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth in that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus Christ, made in high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. I'm glad my anchor holds tonight, amen. Hey, I'm glad tonight I got a sure hope in the things of God. I ain't sure about what's going to go on, but I'm sure about this book. It's immutable. Amen. Ain't going to change. God said in Isaiah 45, verse number 23, He said, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and it shall not return. He said, I ain't going to have to eat my words. You know how many people have to eat their words before God? Amen? He said, it's gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess. Amen. I'm glad we have an unchanging book. So I tell you what, we can get down and out and defeated and discouraged and talk about the government. I knew they was going to do that. To be honest, I'd hope it wasn't in my day. What about you? I don't want to be like Hezekiah and quit praying and say, as long as it's not in my day. Let Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah deal with it 100 years from now. As long as it ain't my day. Looks like it's in our day. So what are we going to do, preacher? Do what you know. Learn more so you know more. Amen. I'm glad we got an unchanging book. I'm glad we got the Word of God. Peter said over there when they talked about this morning, talk about being born again, knowing that you're saved by the Scripture, and said, born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He said, for all flesh is grass. You know what these God rejectors are going to be one day? Grass. I'm not happy about it. I want them to be saved. He said, for all flesh is grass. And the glory of man is the flower of grass. They're getting their glory. The flower as the flower, the glory. Excuse me. Says, but the word of God endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. I've just tried to mind God tonight. Let me just finish it up. I think he got about 15 minutes left. I don't know. Say, do what you know. What are you doing what you know? That's what it's going to take. Amen. People are flocking to new ways and new ideas and men who say they've got the answers. I'm telling you, old-time Bible preaching men, pastors, men of God, and people, it's who you need to get behind. Amen. In these days. Thank you.